Many healthcare providers don't know when their patients are admitted or discharged from the hospital or seen by an ambulance crew. That makes it harder to deliver comprehensive care. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, the Rochester Regional Health Information Organization has set up a simple alert system that's aimed at changing that.
The network's able to send a message to a secure server, letting doctors know whenever one of their patients is admitted, seen, or discharged by a hospital or EMS, and why. Nurse Mary Costantino has been using the Rio Alert system for a little over a month. She says, like all new systems, there are some bugs that need to be worked out, but the alerts allow her to close the information gaps in patient care.
Knowing where your patients are in the health system is always helpful. Could it be overwhelming? It may be, but I think that you weed out what it is that you want. It gives me a heads up that something is going on with the patient.
Executive Director Ted Kramer says it's almost assumed that physicians have access to this kind of information. But until recently, there wasn't an easy or secure way to make that happen.
Finally, a physician will really get to see what the patient is doing and trying to take care of themselves outside of that physician visit. So, in fact, if they are going to the ED a lot, a physician could call back and say, well, something's going on. We really need to look at what's happening with your care. Every Thursday night you end up in the ED. This is indicative of something else.
Kramer says the service is particularly useful for nursing homes and home health services that coordinate follow-up care for patients after they've been discharged. He says the challenge will be incorporating all the new information into the workflow of health practices. The alert system is currently only being used in Rochester, but Kramer says there are plans to connect all upstate hospitals and physicians with the service. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.